Everybody online, looking good.
All right, guys, this is the Project Pot podcast. Today is it Wednesday, Thursday? Wednesday, the 26th of March. Oh, I felt like adding the date in there. I'm Marissa, and this is
Jamie, and we're here.
Chilling. And we almost just got raped.
Yeah, we were sitting outside trying to record the show, and this ganger banger van comes.
Party van.
Yeah, it just comes up, and it's just, it slows down as it sees us, and it was freaky as hell.
And he went past, like, three or four times, and then when we tried to cross the street, accelerated. He tried to fucking hit us. Now, I guess he was jealous of my awesome new Rasta hat.
It is pretty awesome, guys.
Yeah, it's like this fucking, I don't know, it's just, it's pimp. And then I got hair today, I got a wig, I got extensions, I have long hair now, kind of. And no more mohawk. So, yay.
Anyways, we're gonna start off on a subject about black people. About how you're not black if you don't smoke some kind of pot and or crack.
You don't smoke something, you're not a legitimate black person. I realized this after one of my friends that used to lecture me about drugs and sex and violence and all the lovely fun stuff of the world didn't do anything, and he was black. I think it's right if you're black to just, like, not smoke anything, since at least smoking pot is awesome. Also, one thing, guys, I forgot to mention this in the first show. It's important that you get high with us, because we're like a family. We love you, you love us. Get high with us.
True love, guys. Come on.
Exactly. Jamie says it best. So, we went to the mall today, and so I could get all my little hair weaves. And we played a shitload of DDR. I played barefoot, so now my feet hurt. Jamie's just sore all over because she kicks ass at it. And we saw a couple cars at the mall today. Beautiful, beautiful rims and really, really shitty cars.
And it was definitely ugly. Everyone just destroys their cars. I cannot stand this, guys. What is so cool about fucking rims? They're ugly as shit. $15,000 rims that look like shit. I mean, guys, come on. You're better off fucking painting your car, like, neon yellow, honestly. I would rather paint my car a neon fucking color that looks ridiculous than put rims on my car.
Yeah, I'd rather drive a school bus around. And you know what's best when they have rims? They have no hubcaps. Now, if you're putting $15,000 rims on a $6,000 car and you don't have hubcaps, you're fucking broke. I don't even know how to, like, describe it. So, I said today was broke nigger day, and, allegedly, because Jamie feels bad when I say nigger, because I'm white. That's a lie, kids. I'm actually black.
No, you're probably not.
Cutting this out. But, if you hear this, I'm a liar. I am white as white can be, but you know what? I have a Rasta hat. So that makes me black a little bit. So, alright. They built... Now, I live in South Florida. Now, we're pretty much all shopping malls and bullshit like that. But you know what? Apparently, there's a place to kayak around here. And a place for mountain biking. And suburbia. And hiking. There is no hills. Our hills are on the golf course. And actually in my neighborhood. Because we have maintenance men that build artificial fucking mountains. I can't go mountain biking on any of this shit. I can't even go BMXing. So, all this annoyance aside, they're building a place to buy all this lovely equipment. Like mountain bikes, kayak, hiking equipment. 60,000 square feet. Do you know how many fucking trees they killed over the... they killed a whole fucking wildlife sanctuary, okay? Fucking... it really makes me angry. Because there's no place to go mountain biking or hiking or kayaking. Nowhere in South Florida. Now, maybe if you drive down to, like, Miami, you might get some river rafting, because there are a couple rivers down there. Go up to the Everglades and get eaten by a 29-foot gator-snake hybrid combo. So, that is what's annoying me today. That's totally what's grinding my gears, is this new Sports Authority equipment. So, what's bothering you, Jamie? What's grinding your fucking gears?
Okay, what's really grinding my gears is a close friend of mine that I talk to a lot. He lets himself be used by girls. Like, I won't say any names, John, but seriously, he lets every girl walk all over him. He buys them everything on command, and I think it's complete bullshit. Like, I think it's stupid that Katsy wants to go to a concert. Our friend Katsy wants to go to a concert. And just because John used to like her, he's obviously paying for her ticket, and his ex-girlfriend, and himself, and I just think that's kind of stupid. I mean, maybe if she owed him back, you know, something, it's understandable that he bought her a ticket or something. But he just, it's just because he lets women walk all over him. It's just sad. And I really hope that John does something, like changes this. Because he's a really good guy. I think he's a really good guy. He's a good friend of mine. And I just kind of hate to see him being walk all over. Like, I guess I kind of don't mind that he buys certain friends of his tickets. I just don't want him spending money on girls because, John, I have to be honest with you, the point is when you're dating someone, you buy them stuff. You don't buy people that girls you like stuff because if they know they can get shit out of you and that they don't have to date you, they're just going to milk you for all you have, John. I mean, come on. Have some common sense. Anyway, Marissa, why don't you tell everyone about who Steven is now?
All right. Well, I'm just going to comment on the John thing real quick, because I totally agree. I dated him, and you know what? I didn't use him. I genuinely cared about him. I did some shitty things, but you know what? I was 15, dude. We all make mistakes. But I really cared for this kid, and, you know, why buy the milk when you can get the cow for free? Or why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Either one. I don't know. But, no, seriously, if you can get what you want out of somebody, why should you put any effort into trying? Whatever. You know, it's his life, he's a grown-ass man, he can do what the fuck he wants. I look back and I just think you're retarded and you wonder why people treat you badly. Surprise! So, alright, Steven is another tool.
Ah! We mentioned him in our last show, but we didn't really describe who he is and we figured we should.
See, I have a lot of conflict at home. I'm sure you can see why from my personality. But, so I moved out and moved in with Scott's best friend, Steven, since he kind of, I don't know, had his own apartment and just kind of, I don't know, let everyone stay. Which is cool, I guess, you know, help people out when they need it. Seriously, kids. But, one thing that just blew is he did let everyone, and then he treated everyone in there like shit. You know, he thought it would be cool and, you know, to kind of use me for what I was willing to help him with in exchange for staying there. And I think he took advantage of that. I don't like it, but, whatever, dude. You know, shit happens. He hooked up with me and then kind of lied to Jamie, and Jamie and I weren't talking very much since I was really stressed out. I didn't really have time for friends, but, you know, and then he hooked up with her. Not at, like, the same exact period of time, but within a few days of each other. And we just both feel that that was a really shitty thing to do. And you know what, Steven? You are a spineless moron. And, I mean, it has nothing to even do with what you did to me personally, but I just look at what you do to everybody else. And it's ridiculous. And you know what? We mentioned Jackie, too. Now, Jackie is his girlfriend now. But at the time when I was living there, he was interested in me, then he was interested in Jamie, then he was interested in somebody else who doesn't live in this state, and then lastly he was interested in her when all three of us stopped talking. I think it's really sad, your last choice, and I'm sure you're okay with it since you're a fat, desperate loser, allegedly. But, you know, if you're okay with that, and then he talks a lot of shit about you, and grow the fuck up, he's probably cheating on you. What do you think? You think he's cheating on her?
Oh, Jackie, you are so stupid, allegedly. You know what? I've learned from Steven that he's just using you. He left Nikki because, you know what? Through his eyes, Nikki's not his type. I don't know how you could be anybody's type, allegedly. But you seriously suck, Jackie, and I don't understand how he wants to be with you, but he's definitely cheating on you, and maybe not yet, but I know he will, because he's not faithful. If he did what he did to Nikki, Marissa, and me, and later on you, you're not going to forgive him, and you're going to feel like a dumb bitch, allegedly.
Well, dumb bitch is an opinion, which I'd agree with, so they allegedly kind of, but you know what, dude, add it in there, why not? Fucking cow can't sue us, allegedly. But, you know, dude, honestly, you know, you talked a lot of shit about me, you were a really bad friend, and I just hope that you've learned to be a better friend, because you know what, I took the mistakes I made in our friendship, which were seldom, I'll be honest, but I learned from it, you know, and now I have a best friend, and you don't, because everybody hates you, because you're bitter, and you're miserable, and you suck all around. So, you know what, if you ever come across this, because I'm sure you're making fun of me now, you know, you got me kicked out of Stevens, and I think it's over jealousy, because you know what, I'm prettier than you, I'm smarter than you, I'm more interesting than you are, I'm cooler than you are, I've had a better life than you have, so you know what, put that in your fucking tea and suck on it, I don't know, but seriously, I don't even know anymore, because it's all ridiculous, bad friends, shitty friends, man, but, no, so, I don't know, you know, I told you I went to the mall today, and, you know, fucking, we took photos together in one of those gay little photo booths. Dude, $3 for some Happy Easter half-assed fucking pictures, okay?
It was pathetic. You couldn't even push the okay on the button, okay? You know, we wanted to take pictures of each other because we're close friends and blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
And gay.
But this stupid mall sucked so hard that you couldn't even pick anything, so we had to take these ugly-ass pictures. Well, we did want color. That's the only thing we got out of it. That says Happy Easter. Easter fucking passed a week ago.
Easter was last weekend, kids, for all you atheists. But no, dude, we have these little fucking, you know, I think it's funny. I think, you know, they're still adorable. But, you know, I really would have had some I Heart My Best Friend pics or, you know, something a little less, I don't even know. But yeah, whatever, you know. We kick ass. So after we take these pictures, we go outside, you know, just to kind of chill. And we're in this parking lot and we just see all these like street lamp posts and then a bunch of little tire burn donuts. Now I had this thought because I've had a similar driving experience. Just have any of these cars like hit the lamppost? I spin out of control, fishtail, whatever. I was changing the radio station. I got distracted. I was not driving high. I was just a newbie driver. You know, so I had a bunch of people in the car. I had like three or four, and Jamie yelled stop. This other kid yelled go, and actually, you know, I'm gonna call him out. Nick said go. I don't know what Corey said was also in the car, and then Jamie said stop. But I wasn't paying exact attention. I was trying to deal with the radio. By the time I looked up, I panicked, and I heard go, and so I went to hit the gas, but then I realized I need to hit the brake. So I just kind of hit in the middle and ran over the lamp. I probably should have taken it as a souvenir, but I didn't want my mother to question where I suddenly got a lamppost since I was in her car. I don't know. So, you know, we went to the mall, like I've mentioned 9 or 10 times, and we went to the mall, make it even 10. We went into GameStop because, you know, we're both a fan of video games, Jamie much more than I, since she has a lot more money than I do. But, you know, so she's pretty much just gonna fill me in at the very least. What's coming out? What's hot right now? You know, I know we did a little segment on this, but she beat Rainbow Six. It's time to start a new video game to talk about. All right, so what's going on with it, Jam?
Well, all right. Well, let's see. There's nothing new out yet, but as everyone probably knows, and at least I hope they know, next month, the 28th, which is April 28th, is the new, what's it called? Sorry, I'm high as fuck here. The new Grand Theft Auto, is it 4 or 5? Completely sure, to be honest.
No, it's
4, not 9. Anyway, it's, whatever. Whichever one, it's the new one. It's coming out for PS3, Xbox 360, and I actually believe it's coming out for the PC, too. But, I'm really looking forward to that. It's a good game. Everyone should play it. I think they'd like it a lot. Some other games I'm excited for. Metal Gear Solid 4, even though Snake's old as fuck now, guys. But have respect. It's Metal Snake. Everybody loves Metal Snake. Speaking of Metal Snake, another good game out right now, if you like the Wii, is Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Took me 10 hours to beat it, but I finally got it. And I gotta be honest with you guys, Snake disappointed me a lot, like with his RPG moves. I wasn't pleased. Same with Sonic, you know, the hype about the two of them being in it. Sonic's just kind of, he's very fast, but his moves aren't very effective. If you're looking for some good characters, I like Meta Knight, or I'll use Ike. And some people don't like Ike because he's kind of slow, but I think he's good, to be honest, so fuck whatever everyone else says. And some other games I haven't really beaten because I've been pretty confused with Devil May Cry 4, I won't lie. I just get really fucking tired of it. And kind of sucks that you're not Dante anymore and that you're Nero. That's kind of, I don't know, I just always loved Dante. He was a good guy. What else am I playing? Turok 5. Guys, that's a waste of money. Don't even fucking spend $60 on it. I fucking downloaded the demo. It blew completely. I mean, yes, you can kill dinosaurs. Very cool. I think so. I really do. But it's pretty fucking lame after, like, 5 minutes, I gotta be honest. And, I don't really know what else is coming out for a couple more days. Like, I just know that I'm really excited for Grand Theft Auto and Metal Gear. And, I actually saw today, in November, Resistance 2 comes out. Like, I gotta admit, you kill aliens and it's pretty fucking fun. I enjoyed beating the first one multiple times. And, look forward to that. And, go pre-order your fucking Grand Theft Auto now, because that game's gonna be selling out, guys. Seriously.
Dude, quick story about Grand Theft Auto. You know, I've always been a fan. That's the one game that I just think, you know, models reality so hard. I used to go over to Jamie's house, and, we'd kind of skip school sometimes, since she lived right behind our high school, and, you know, we'd get high and we'd play this game. It used to be so fucking fun, and I don't know why, because besides being, well, the obvious, you know, awesome factor to it of beating up cops and shooting guns, there was nothing interesting about it, because you pretty much just did the same thing. So, you know, we'd get high, and it was the game that I could not fail at. Just like Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts is one of my favorites, but I'm old school. You know, I still play Super Nintendo. And, well, at Super Nintendo, actually, I was going to Walmart, and, you know, they still have some, like, original Game Boy games. They have a couple Nintendo games. They have just their little, hey, sale selection. And you know what? Walmart always seems to have everything but what I need. You know, they don't have the right kind of batteries at the time. They don't have the magazine I want. They don't have, you know, just, they don't have the flavor popsicles I want. It's just, you know, it's very frustrating for me since, you know, I want my shit and there's nowhere to get it. You know, because Walmart's supposed to have it all. Though, I found things I don't want there, like sex toys. They have sex toys at Walmart. I don't think they're meant to be sex toys, but they are so clearly shaped, like the male sex organ, that how could you use them for anything else? I don't know. I'm weird. Deal with it, I guess. But, you know, while I was at Walmart, they're, they have a stupid parking lot, I'm sure, with donuts in it, but they have a lot of cameras, and they also have a lot of skateboarders that kind of skate in the back end of the parking lot. You know what? I've noticed none of them know how to skateboard. None of them know how to skate. None of them win at it. None of them do anything epically cool. They just kind of, you know, do what I can do, and I'm not a very skilled skateboarder, but, you know, I just can, you know, trot around on the skateboard for a little bit. You know, whatever. That's what they're doing. That's not fucking impressive. Get the fuck off with that shit. Don't you have, like, a street for that or a driveway to do that? Not a fucking Walmart parking lot. You know what?
Hell, there's a fucking skate park right around the corner that everyone goes to. It's a free skate park. I mean, fucking come on.
Oh, a free skate park. But they still choose the Walmart parking lot. You know what? Skateboarders, next time I fucking go to Walmart and I see your fucking ass, you are meeting the undercarriage of my fucking car. Right? Your lips will suck on my chassis.
And guys, just because Walmart has some fucking awesome rails, I don't care. You can get a fucking, make your own fucking rail for your backyard or something, guys. It's not that hard. Okay? You have driveways for a reason.
Dude,
use them.
Dude, at Sports Authority, they sell rails. But dude, what happened to the days of making your own fucking ramps and shit? Like, I used to have a couple skater friends back in the day, you know, and I'd film for them, and, you know, I'd play music, and I'd talk and be entertaining, and, you know, they always made their own shit. They'd always go to Home Depot, find some scraps, throw some nails on them, it always looked totally safe, and, they'd skate around for a couple hours. I don't know, I think that's a lot cooler than using Walmart. But you know what, Walmart blows, Target blows, Kmart blows, our garden's mall blows, since I'm a poor kid. And I can't afford the designers in the fucking mall, dude. I like Betsy Johnson, and that's pretty much it. But Prada can suck my taint. You know, Gucci can suck my jag on. And you know what? Coach can suck my vajayjay. I don't know. I'm running out of things to suck on. We have to get to Walmart, so how do we get to Walmart? Put gas in the car. What's wrong with the gas?
Alright, guys. Come on, this has been bothering me now. The high gas prices, it's fucking ridiculous already. George Bush, seriously, come the fuck on, okay? It's almost fucking $4 a gallon. I remember back in the fucking day when I was growing up and gas was $1.79 at least, or like at least fucking $1.29. I remember when gas was very cheap. You know, I really hope that whoever does get fucking elected will do something right, because come on, guys, we don't need to be paying almost $4 for gas. And in Hawaii, they're paying, I believe it's $5 or $6 now, just because it has to be imported. And I think that's complete bullshit for the Hawaiians over there, you know? That fucking completely sucks. And that's something that's really been bothering me a lot lately, and I feel I need to discuss it with you guys. I'm sorry.
Care.
Yeah, you guys probably don't care, but I'm sure you're fed up with the fucking gas prices just as well as I am.
Oh god, so we were at the mall again. You know, we were only there for like 2.5 hours, but we did a lot. And we go to the bathroom because I'm fixing my awesome hair and hat, and Jamie's gotta pee. So we go in, and what do we see?
Thank you for telling everyone I had to pee.
Kind of like how you told Thomas Steve and I had sex on my period. Same thing.
Okay.
And TMI? Question mark? Whatever. So we go in and we look on the wall and we see a box for dirty needles, like a biohazard box. Now, I'm all for not sharing needles. I think it's really dangerous and a lot of shit, but in the bathroom of a mall? Dude, come on. Do they really shoot up in the bathroom? It's probably bad, but when I was an IV drug user, I kind of saved my needles and used them more than once. Not on different people, just on me. You know, and I wouldn't throw it out in a fucking... Oh, God. Why are some people allowed to breed? Why isn't there, like, a breeding license? You need a permit to do everything else in life. Why not breed? Because it's a lot. There are a lot of people that have reproductive rights that... Oh, God. And, I don't even know. So, onto a happier subject...
Yeah, on a better subject, I think I just stole the microphone away from Marissa. I am sorry. I love you. I just thought, you know, the whole, we're just ranting here. Let's talk about something a little better. Let's talk about our top 10 of music, Marissa. What's your top 10?
I like my top 10, and you totally are a microphone thief, but that's okay, because... But, my top 10 right now...
See that, guys? True love, true love. That's what we need. That's what we need.
True, true, man.
Inside joke, guy.
You all get to know. You're not cool like us. But anyways, right now it's definitely American Head Charge. Huge fan of them. Kind of recently got into them, whatever. Then some Nonpoint. Nonpoint's a local band from Fort Lauderdale. They're kind of big, but they're still pretty underground, which I think is rad. Wednesday 13, dude. Oh my God, I completely forgot about them. They fucking kick ass, of course. Then Soilwork, probably. Huge fan of Soilwork. They had some really deep lyrics, and not, like, deep, like, Summer Mud Puddle. Like, truly relating. Then it's gotta be Dope. I know, typical blah blah blah. Then I like some 311 in there. I don't like Sublime. I definitely like 311 more for my reggae rock. What is that, like, six?
Six or seven.
We'll say it's seven. I'm gonna have to, what else am I listening to? It's kinda... It's not it, since I listen to a lot of shit, but I can't really... you know what? I'm gonna rock with Good Charlotte, man. And Nickelback, dude. I was listening to Nickelback today. I know we ranted about them on the last show, and they're very repetitive. But they got some... No, allegedly, but okay. Allegedly, or repetitive. I don't know. Oh, and The Doors, duh. That's brain fart. And I'm probably have to round out the top with Janis Joplin. Sexy, sexy girl. I like my heroin addicts. I really do. No, I'm tired of the typical stereotypes for stoners, man. It's fucking gay, dude. Not all of us fucking love reggae and love hookahs and really chill and peaceful and happy. You know, I'm me, dude. I'm me and I'm an angry punk-ass teenager. Hell yeah. Anarchy in the UK. Fuck me. That sucks. Oh. Alright, I don't know, you know mine. Mine's a lot of classic rock and a lot of metal. What are you listening to, Jamie?
Alright, guys. I'm pretty classic. My first is definitely Metallica. I really love Metallica. Some of my favorite songs are produced by Metallica. Enter Sandman, Ride the Lightning, big fan. And, of course, everyone's favorite, One. I guess second lead, I have to say that, I am in love with Motion City Soundtrack. I don't care how gay you guys think I might be for that. They're pretty good. A lot of my friends love them too. Very good songs. It's like kind of like punk pop kind of, and it's really good. I think you'd like it if you ever checked it out. And then third, I like to mix it up. Dragon Force. You can hear one of their famous songs, Through the Fury and the Flames, on Guitar Hero 3. It's one of their biggest songs, but another one of my favorites are, like, Fury of the Storm. And, I don't know, just gotta love power metal. It's pretty good. Everyone's gotta love that power metal. Can't forget Dream Theater. Dream Theater's a good band now. Ah, yes. Number 5. I'm a big fan of Screamo, too. Anyway, like I was saying, I like a lot of Screamo. Surprisingly, like Census Veil. Gotta be honest, I'm not impressed with their new CD, Searching. Still Searching. I'm more fond of second CD, is it? Yeah, Census Veil. I spice it up a lot. Like, I like a lot of weird music. It's kind of hard after, like, a few minutes of naming some of your favorite bands. What else is some of my favorite? Oh, I love my parents for this because they were deadheads, and I was actually conceived after a Grateful Dead concert, after my parents were fucked up, of course. And, gotta be honest that they got me hooked on the Grateful Dead. I love to just lay down and chill and listen to the Grateful Dead. Some of the best songs were made by the Grateful Dead, too. I think Jerry Garcia was awesome. It's unfortunate he died. What else? I like Rush. No, I really don't. That's a lie. actually, I'm choking. I do not like Rush. I'm trying to think of what else I like. I'm not trying to bore you guys. I'm sorry about that. Just trying to name some of our opinions. You know, you can email us and tell us what you like. But, I think I named enough because I really am having a brain fart and I want to smoke more pot. So we're going to go on break now. Here's Marissa saying goodbye.
I really like how, you know, we're having total memory and we're all fucked up. We can barely, like, function on this podcast. Yet we're going to go smoke more pot. You know what, guys? I learned the solution to everything is pot.
It's the best solution I think I've ever, you know, have. Helps me when I'm in need.
Helps everyone, dude. That's why Placebo made a fucking song. You know, I had this friend Autumn, and she used to pronounce Placebo as Placebo, which kind of sucked. And you know, I'm not gonna really make fun of her. She's cool, but dude, Placebo, really? Oh, it's obnoxious. But wow, I am tripping balls. Holy fucking crap. I pressed pause to go on break, and I thought I pressed it by accident, so I thought you missed my entire rant about my, Placebo or Placebo or... They do a song. It's, called Pure Morning. It goes, friend with weed is a friend indeed. You know? Seriously, guys. Smoke pot with your friends. Alright, now we're gonna go on break, because Jamie packed another bowl, and we're gonna toke. And we're not gonna toke on, recording. So we'll be back.
Alrighty, everyone, we're back, and I gotta be honest, there's nothing better than smoking a bowl with my best friend, Marissa.
Hell yeah.
We just enjoyed a really nice fucking bowl, and I feel good. I feel really good, guys. I feel very good.
You know, in a lot of ways, I think weed is actually better than sex. You know, everyone says, oh, it makes sex better. No! I think it's actually better than, you know, you can't get AIDS from
weed.
Weed. I don't know, you're not really angry, because we rant a lot. Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I'm HIV positive. That's a really bad sound clip. Oh, I'm not HIV positive. Surprisingly, dude. Do you know what? Dude, I had a conversation with Tori from Idiotbox Radio. Check him out, Idiotbox Radio and mudbomb.com. But, I had this conversation with him like we do, and, you know, he said that I gave him my flu strep throat combination that I was sick with last week to him over the internet. Keep in mind, he's in Australia. I've never met this kid in my life, but I adore him completely. I'm pathetic. He saying, oh, well, like, you gave me this cold through the net. Well, you know what, dude? If I could give a disease through the net, I would seriously consider contracting AIDS.
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
It might be horrible, but you know what? I would totally give it to everybody. Somebody pisses me off over LiveJournal. You've got AIDS.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. Africa's already doing that.
But Africa doesn't have internet.
They don't have to have the internet. They're just spreading it.
Well, that's because old men rape little babies because it's a supposed cure.
Wow. That's a fucking cure, let me tell ya.
I don't know. Having sex with a 9-month-old, if that's a cure to a disease, I think I might just suffer with the disease and give it to, like, as many people as I can. Like, I don't know, allegedly. But I'm clean, kind of sadly, after this conversation. But, Jamie's clean, too. She has no VDs either. So, you know, we're...
Pretty awesome!
Dude, you know, we're single and disease-free. I really honestly think we should get shirts from tshirthow.com.
That is... Yes, I agree. I would like a shirt.
Because we're all... We want, like, a fucking parade, and I want a badge or a medal or something for... Because, you know, dude, being single and disease-free is so rare down here. I know we touched on this last time, but, God, everyone has AIDS and gonorrhea, syphilis, herpa, chlamydia. I don't even know, dude. I just... Wow. I'm annoyed with STDs. But, no, it just sucks because I can't have my one-night stands and have them be safe because they could gonorrhea herpes. Besides going to the mall, there was some drama this morning. Just overall stupid drama with just people that piss us off, generally. And I don't know. I luckily, today hasn't been my day for anyone to piss me off, but wish I could say the same thing for Jamie.
Oh yeah, guys. I had a pretty shitty day. I don't really let it bother me anymore, but my mom just had to go on a rant calling me a loser. gotta love when moms do that. They're, the best. If that's her way of motivating me, then she sucks ass. Seriously, what do you think of this, Marissa? It's bullcrap.
That's a horrible way to motivate somebody. Hey, you suck. God, you're a loser. Am I really? Really? Yeah. Alright, fuck, I give up then. Fuck life, man. I'll just get high. Oh, wait! What are we doing? Hey, there's a kitty. Anyways.
You're stupid.
I'm stupid, and she's laughing at me.
Kitty.
Yeah, so there's this cat just standing in the street, and Marissa seems to, like, be very distracted by this kitty. She's, like, staring at it. It's, like, pretty
it's
hot.
It's a pretty fucking kitty, dude.
It's what black. It's black.
Stavi's black.
Stavi's black and white. Stavi is my cat who is black and white. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, she's, like, pretty much half and half. So
it doesn't matter if you're black or white.
I love this girl.
Because I know Michael Jackson songs.
Alright, another thing I want to go on a rant on, basically, is this kid that I kind of associate with. His name is Nick Shade. He is the biggest moron that ever lived.
Pretentious.
He is so cool. Oh my god, let me tell you. He decided that it's funny to make fun of me because I'll be honest, I was a big liar. I guess it was just something I did when I was, like, young. And apparently I'm still a liar. I love how, because of my past, he still treats me like he used to, and I just think it's kind of complete bullcrap, because Nick, you're a fucking idiot. You try and sell people shitty drugs,
allegedly.
Just stop. No, you're a fucking idiot.
Allegedly.
Whatever she says. Anyway. No, you're just an idiot.
I'm stealing a microphone to comment on Nick Shade as well. You know, he messaged me today, he tells me he's getting ecstasy straight from the presser. Now, I don't really, as much as I love Plur, dude, as much as I love the rave scene, I'm not a big roller. I find it makes everyone stupid. No, he, you know, tells me all this shit, and I don't believe him. I don't care. You know, I've gotten ripped off with drugs, you know, before, but we all have. Whatever. Move on. I know where to get legitimate drugs. He doesn't. Not like I can do anything else besides pot. I don't. But anyways, when I used to, whatever. And he's the most condescending person I've ever met. Anytime he goes off on you, he tries to find what hurts you most, or what your weakest point is. You know, that's good strategy, but then he adds the word pretentious in there, like he's a fucking broken record. You're pretentious. You're pretentious. I'm pretentious. The world's pretentious.
We get it, Nick. You're fucking pretentious.
No, so I don't get it. I don't understand it. But whatever. I guess it makes him feel smart. He just thinks he's, like, intelligent. And you know what, Nick? You're not. You're not. You're not cool, allegedly. You're not smart, allegedly. You sound and act like a moron. And everyone knows it. And you can't be faithful to somebody. And you're kidding yourself if you think you're going to ever make it work with Sam. Because, you know, you're not. Let's just all be honest. You're gonna cheat on her, but she's desperate enough to take you back, and it's a sad, sad relationship. Well, not like my love life's great. I'm choosing to be single because, you know what? Everyone sucks. But, you know, come on, dude. Seriously, just, like, grow the fuck up. That's all we need. We just need some more growing up in the world. You know, everyone needs to take a big fat dose of maturity and grow some balls. It's a lovely way.
Amen.
Oh, ballless, dickless wonders, boobless wonders. Just, God, guys, come on, grow a fucking pair of balls. Just stop sucking, stop hiding and lying, and, preach, 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 I know, but just, damn. Like, I don't know. I love when guys don't get the hint, and you get to be really, really blunt. You know, I'm on a dating site, okcupid.com, and I love it. I think it's fucking kick-ass. I meet a lot of great people through it, but then I get the occasional moron that just thinks I'm interested and I'm not. And I could do everything from ignoring them to flat-out telling them they suck balls, and they don't get it, because you know what? In their egotistical mind, they are just the greatest fucking person. There's no reason why a woman should not want them.
you know what? You suck. That's why women don't want you. That's why you're on a dating site. I'm on a dating site so I can answer questions and learn more about myself, okay? Legit true. Oh, and to find smoking buddies. If you toke, totally hit us up. I think for tour 420, Jamie and I should, record. Because we're going to be really, really high.
Yeah, we're going to definitely record for you guys on 420. We are going to be gone. And you're going to love to just absolutely laugh at us and not even listen to our podcast because we're going to be asses. And have fun, guys. Enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. Just, I mean, you know, my birthday's coming up next week, April 1st. And we're already going to, you know, have a fucking party. But, you know, we want to party with you guys. All right? So you got to listen to our show. And, I don't know. Just kind of got to share the love, man. Share the love. True, true.
Share the love. What she said, everyone. Share the love.
You know, I miss the 60s. Not like I was there at all, but, you know, I miss the time period I've done reports on and listened to my mom tell me about, you know. Everything was free. I like free. I like free love. I like sharing and caring. And, you know, I was actually watching that 70s show today, and they had the episode where Hyde finds, like, this perfect anarchy girlfriend. And, she goes on this rant about how sex is pleasurable, and if we find pleasure on our own, then we don't need the establishment. And, you know, so the establishment doesn't want us to have sex, so we can't find pleasure on our own. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. You know what? They're kind of right. You know? Maybe they are right. Maybe the establishment wants us to depend on them for some stuff and for, you know, material happiness. But, you know, if we can have beautiful, beautiful love and fucking... What do you need a Game Boy for, dude? I lied. You need a Game Boy for a lot of things.
Well, that's the truth. I love my Game Boy.
I love my DS. I'm totally a Nintendo. Yes. I'm a Nintendo whore.
I love Nintendo DS. Everyone, play it with one. Get one. Seriously. It's the coolest thing. Just get one, guys. I'm serious. I'll, like, kick your ass if you don't.
I think I might get a Super Nintendo tattoo. With, like, the words Nintendo whore on it. Because, wow. You know what? I'll get it in Chinese so I can, like, lie and say it means something else.
That's clever.
Yeah, I'm a clever, clever girl, aren't I, guys? But, no, seriously, just, I love it so much, you know? If it could make love to me, I wouldn't leave my house. I'm serious. Oh, and if it could make a pizza... Can make a pizza and fuck me, I would never leave my house.
What the hell? Oh my god, that's creepy.
I think it's like that visual of me fucking Nintendo.
It's just so weird in my head.
It's pretty weird. It's pretty fucked up. Jamie's like recoiling in horror. No, I'm not pansexual. I don't fuck everything. You know, my friend Kat was, my ex-friend Kat was, an infomaniac and a pansexual, and she used to tell me all the crazy things she used to fuck, and...
That's disgusting.
It kind of was, but it, you know, talking about sex kept her from killing herself, so... I'll listen to it. No, but on the real, dude, it's nuts. You know, she's, like, telling me, like, a fucking, like, TV remote and shit. Like, dude. Oh, God. And then for N64, they had the vibrating packs. And she used her cell phone. Dude, he uses a cell phone.
Ugh,
so, like, oh, God.
That is disgusting. I mean, come on, guys. Just use the vibrator, not
exactly.
The cell phone, please. You have to call people. Are you serious?
I don't know if I'd want that phone call. Hey, Marissa, keep calling me over and over and over again until I answer. Sure. Ring. Oh. Ring. Oh. Yeah, that's nuts. That's fucking nuts, guys. Well, alright. We've recorded for, like, 45 minutes, and, my computer's gonna die. I'm pretty high. I'm gonna go put on the Doors, who I love Jim Morrison to suck my taint. And, just chill.
Jim Morrison sucks balls, guys! Sucks balls!
Ouch. That hurts my soul.
Jimi Hendrix.
I don't give a damn about Jimi Hendrix. He's black. Whatever. You know? No, it's all about Jim Morrison. Because he's hot. He was a hot motherfucker. Oh,
my God. He's dead. The end.
I don't know, man.
What the hell? What do you mean you don't know? He's dead.
He's not coming back.
All right, he's pretty dead. All right, I know he's dead, but I don't know, dude. I still think he will forever remain hot.
I don't know. I guess I kind of want to just throw this in there. I'm really glad Kurt Cobain's dead.
That I'm too. Kurt Cobain was a douchebag. All right, he wasn't. Oh God.
Let's not even start on Kurt Cobain, everyone.
Nirvana blows. All right, they're repetitive. Talk about, oh God, talk about fucking repetitive.
I know.
Hello, 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 hello,
oh,
hello.
It smells like Teen Spirit.
What is Teen Spirit? Is Teen Spirit sweat and cum? That sounds like Teen Spirit. Oh, and pot smoke, the light vapor of the marijuana. Wow. Anyways. So, no, I think Kurt Cobain was a douchebag. I'm glad he killed himself. I'm glad Courtney Love killed him. I don't care what happened there. But no. Alright, he was some depressed little emo heroin addict, alright? Nothing cool there, alright? At least Jim Morrison had ideas, and he was creative, and it was, oh God, just orgasmic. No, no,
okay,
Nirvana
Marissa,
blows.
We get what you're trying to say here. Jim Morrison sucks balls. No, stop.
No, no, clearly you don't.
Stop. Alright guys, I think we should get going. We've been recording for a while now. And I'm Jamie.
And I'm Marissa. No, Kurt Cobain blows, Jim Morrison rocks.
No!
That's your too long to listen.
They both blow.
Shut your mouth, alright?
Shut your mouth.
God, I'm gonna go to the adult video and buy a strap-on and shove it in your mouth so it'll shut your mouth.
You know what? If you don't repost this bulletin in 5 minutes, you will die.
No, the clown with no face and the little girl with, like, no legs will come, like, kill you. Okay, anyway. So, I'm gonna go, like I said, listen to The Doors. Not Nirvana, The Doors. Alright, The Doors with Jim Morrison. And,
you're better off if you don't listen to both.
Suck my dick, alright? And, some American Head Charge. Remember, we have a MySpace, myspace.com/ Project Pot. PROJEKT, because we don't know how to spell. Anyways, so Project Pot, projectpot.blogspot.com if you want to listen to the show. We have a podcast up there, also in our blog. And if you want to contact us, dude, projectpot@gmail.com. Remember, project is spelled with a K, not a C. So, alright, dude. And dudettes, peace out, and we'll catch you next time. The jerks, but the jerks like me. The jerks, the jerks, the jerks.